There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Lisa and Carrie and Ray and Faye all listening to us here on My Cool Inventions Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with John Cremins here to present you with yet another opportunity to hear and decide for yourself whether you think the idea that we present to you today, another golf idea, is going to be worth your support. You can do the texting, you can do the supporting, or you can say, oh, this idea is terrible. That'll all come about with John interviewing and talking to and extolling the value and virtue. It's just like he was another member of the Shark Tank crew. Yeah. Watch that show last night. They had well, Meredith loves the program, and there's some interesting things, character development and the way they bring people in, and Kevin being the real supreme jerk. Is he really, or is it just one of those things? Is it showbiz?
You know, I just don't know, right? The person you kind of wonder.
Yeah, you do wonder. But the things that were on the show, I thought were very interesting, the way they were presented. I know something about how they vet these people, but it's not unlike what we have here. I mean, some of those people are the same caliber as the ones we have on this program, or vice versa, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Did I catch you doing something?
I was turning the volume down on it.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Well, I had a young guy interning with us on the show this morning. And,
to replace Zach?
Put him on notice.
I mean, this is good. Zach, you don't do your job?
Why are we replacing me?
Could be. Really? Don't worry, Zach. He tells me that every day. That's how we start the morning.
Last day. We can replace you with another reptile.
Right.
Or you could be like Roy Spear when he got all of us in a room one day, and he was the head of HSN for a while.
Yeah.
And he looked at us and he said, you know what? I can get chimpanzees to do your job.
Yeah, nice guy. This is more
the day before Thanksgiving.
Monkey. Well, that's basically Kevin's M.O. Everything is terrible. You guys are worthless. It reminds me of the guy that I went to when I was trying to get the sponsorship support for this radio program back 27th year of me doing the Good Day program. So this would have been 24 years ago. I had lunch with a guy in New York City who ran a new advertising agency. And I didn't know this guy. I knew his reputation. He had his partner with him and another guy that worked for the firm. And they started lunch by saying, because I was telling him about the program. He knew about the program anyway. Morning syndicated talk program about what's going on, the issues of the day. Have a little fun, yada, yada, yada. He looked at me and he said, if you're not Stern and you're not Imus, you suck. That was the conversation pretty much. And I made sure he paid for lunch. So...
Well, see, wait a minute. You know, I remember a conversation we had. You said, I've never even gotten a free lunch.
I haven't. No free meal. I've never had a dinner, no awards, nothing.
No.
Just keep showing up every day, and that's what makes it worthwhile. It's all the other stuff is baloney, frankly. But to go back to Shark Tank and the way that they work over the people and their ideas, it seems like, and we know, because television programs like that are highly produced, but they, they have their 1 minute or 2 minute for a pitch, and then the five people on the Shark Tank review board tear them apart or give them ideas I don't know that. Once in a while there's a suggestion that's good, don't you think? I mean, I don't know how much you watch that show, but every once in a while I think there is actually something good that comes that's helpful. But the imagination that is put into gear when you think about how these people came up with some of these ideas, the same as again what we say about our inventors and entrepreneurs here. Where did these ideas come from?
See, when you watch that show, they have to have a bad guy. Okay, you have to have at least one bad guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need that. I mean, you look at any show that's ever, anything like this, a reality show, there's always a bad guy.
Sometimes the women, if they're on together, hiss at each other, too.
Yes, and, so, and then people like that as well. But
why,
you,
though?
When you go up against these guys, and it's kind of that way what they're showing on TV, but it's, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
I've been with one of the sharks for years, and so is Akos, and I've seen inventors come up, and it just I remember his eyes rolling back in his head because he's thinking, okay, I have limited time. I want to know everything about what I can in 2 minutes. If you didn't do that, you're done.
Yeah.
And I've seen him push people away. Like, okay, you're done. You're done. It's over. I'm on to my next thing. Bring the next one in. And it's, we call it the whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, if you're not grabbing that attention, and I know that on the TV show, it seems like, oh, they got all this time and they get to walk in. It's immaculate. I mean, that takes, half a day.
Well, John, isn't the reality is that these guys probably know all about the products that are going to be pitched to them well before they come on the air?
Some of them do. And actually, I know that when they look for inventions, I know that they're not supposed to have a horse in the game on any of them. But inside-wise, there are a few that do.
Really? Are they the ones that end up investing in it?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You've got to have success stories too. I mean, this can't all just be TV where everything sticks.
Well,
right?
There was the follow up story last night on Shark Tank focused on a cheese sandwich operation. Who would have thought a cheese sandwich operation would become a national franchise? But yet, the real estate lady from New York, whose name I can't remember, who's on the is on
Barbara.
The panel.
Barbara.
Yeah. Gave money to this cheese outfit, and they were doing a couple $1 million a year last year. They did $13 million, and they're expanding their franchises are all over the place. So imagine. Yeah,
she's
that,
a good girl. I like Barbara. Barbara's actually very smart. I've met her in person. I had a chance to talk to her a couple times, and I really think she knows what she's doing. She's kind of cagey, though, right?
Yeah, right. She's kind of cagey. Yeah. Yeah, plays it close to the vest, if you will. Not a bad thing. All right. So anyway, I think Shark Tank. We sort of combine what they do on Shark Tank here on My Cool Inventions and the Dream Big America concept with American Idol, because we give you a chance. You're the ones, not the panel. We're not out. It's not I'm out. It's you do as well as you can, and you have one appearance with a 60-second shot, and if that does well, you'll, for example, I didn't get the numbers for yesterday or the day before in terms of thumbs up. What did Grail Gerlin do with her?
68%.
She's not going anyplace.
Yeah, and then yesterday, the the cleat guy, he had 75%.
75%. I'm betting we'll best that between today and tomorrow. Maybe. We'll see. But the winner of this week goes into next week's finalist of Dream Big Contest with three finalists on Friday. And then at the end of the month, all three of those winners from the weekly contest go up against one another. We have a weekly, rather a monthly prize winner. Gets all kinds of $1,000 worth of support, help, furtherance, if you will, in the cause of making their product or their service a big-time deal. And that's what, you go on that Shark Tank show, and you get a lot of exposure. A lot of people are really helped tremendously by just going on there. As hopefully that happens with people who come on this program. At least we get the website out, we tell the story, and maybe that you're intrigued, and you'll go to that website and get something. I think the best example of that I can speak to is the fellow who was on last week with the back brace, but that's not what he called it. Now I'm trying to remember.
The back wave?
Yeah, right. Wave? The back, not wave, but yeah, it's a support thing for...
It was called lumbar. Spine shark.
Spine shark. Thank you. Yes, you right, 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 right.
Thanks, Zach.
Now, there's something... No, Zach
saved his
job
for today.
Yeah, Zach saved his job for the day. Yay, one more day.
Start over again tomorrow.
So, this guy really had... I'll tell you if I'm enthused about something, and I thought that his... Maybe it's because I personally have this problem and I want to try to see if it works. And so, but he's so energetic and he's so good at explaining what he's doing. And I think that's the important thing. You got to be, those of you who are potential candidates for being on the program, listen to some of the good pitches or listen to all of them if you can. We archive them at mycoolinventions.com. You put them up there, don't you, to put the audio up there?
Oh, yeah.
My Cool Inventions? Yeah.
Every day.
All right. So you can go there and listen. You can hear this hour of the program, and it's hour number 6 on the Good Day website, DougStefan.com. So what I'm saying is you can practice, you can listen, you can figure out what works. So it isn't just the idea, it's how you present it. And that will, that's going to always be the case, because some of the greatest ideas cannot be well presented. I thought that was the case on Shark Tank last night. One of the presenters was just He was unkempt looking. And I don't think, why would you go on that show your best?
That's a plant.
It is?
You know, there has to be. I mean, you know, some of the, you can't always have perfect pitches, right? Or that show would be boring. Mm-hmm. I mean, if everybody came on and they were all spotless and everything was nice and clean and everything was prepackaged and it was all, you and I would get so bored with it.
Yeah.
Because, it's just, it's the same thing.
So you think that the ringers, like those guys come in and they are maybe actors or something and they just put them in there to.
Maybe not actors, but.
Because
I can tell you just from, you know, even our submission process and the inventions that we've looked at over the last 4 years. There have been some great winners, and there's really bad ones. But we put them on air anyway.
Yeah.
Because I think the inventor, or anyone listening to the show, is going to learn from a bad experience.
Right. When I criticize them, I don't want to come across like Kevin. But I think sometimes,
not you. You've never done that. Yeah.
Well, I have hair.
exactly, yeah.
Well, but I have been critical of some of the people because I thought some of the stuff was a waste of time. But you don't know that until you get on the air.
Though. Yeah. I've done that, too, and ACOS is as well. I mean, we've all done it. But, I hopefully, it's not to be destructive. It's to be, it's a lesson to learn, right?
Right, yep. All right, lessons learned, lessons to be learned, that sort of thing. A response from our discussion about women entrepreneurs coming up in a few minutes here. You're listening to My Cool Inventions Radio. I'm Doug Stefan along with John Cremins at 18 after the hour.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is ACOS the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant! Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold.
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 33.9-ounce can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground regular coffee for just $6.99. Offer valid on Q846030 in store and online. It's 5.9 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be-Gon. Animal Be-Gon uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be-Gon from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be-Gon lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract. and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal service.
Now on My Cool Inventions Radio, John Cremins and Doug Steffen here at your service. Yesterday we were talking about women entrepreneurs and how I felt that many of the women who might have ideas are not treated well by those in the community. I'm not suggesting those who are associated with this program and not even with a program, although I was thinking last night as I was watching Shark Tank, how many women, there are two women, they usually don't appear together, they happened to last night, but in general, the people who come on, there were two women that presented some kind of a lip balm, and they got thrown out, and I'm trying to think of whether there are any other, I don't think there are any other women on the show last night. The reason that I bring it up is because yesterday we had a round robin discussion, John and I, about women, and especially the focus on women who are in Silicon Valley, whether they're being dismissed, whether they're being treated properly or well by the venture capital people or the investors. There are a lot of people that are in the businesses that are already established that are very chauvinistic. There have been a lot of problems out there with women, sexual harassment, and all the stuff that goes on in business. It's not acceptable.
Don't you think you're being a little naive?
Why am I being naive?
Don't you think if somebody, I don't care if they're a chauvinistic pig or not, sees a product that can make them $1 zillion, that they're going to jump all over it?
Well, I'd like to think that that was the case. I would like to think that's the case, but I don't think it is the case.
What idiot would look at the newest gadget that would make them the next Bill Gates? And go, oh, you're just some dumb chick. I don't want it.
I think there are people.
You really do. People
who are dismissive of women. Yeah,
not in this industry.
No,
I don't care who you are. You could be an alien from outer space. I mean, I don't care.
I think people's greed overrides any of their prejudicial. Yeah,
a little bit might. Yeah, I think so. But then you could say, well, now you're just taking advantage of her because she's a woman. You like her idea.
Whatever.
So yeah. There's always another angle that you can go back.
She needs the help. Who's taking advantage of her? She's got a product and she wants to make $1 zillion with it, and you're going to help her get there. She's taking advantage of you just the way you are taking advantage of her.
Yeah, it's like the hot dog vendors that they used to have in Florida. These were bikini-clad girls. They would sell hot dogs in the corner, right? And they always said, oh, my gosh, you can't do that. That's taking advantage of them. No, trust me. They were taking advantage of the guys that were paying $10 a hot dog.
Really?
I mean, you know.
Well, but there's a silliness to that.
There's so many bad jokes there. I'm just going to turn.
All right. So here's, we got a number of comments. Here's Dave Whittle who writes, we need another article, another story, another review on the rampant ageism this time. Mention ageism. Never mind problems with women. Problems are equally serious. Ageism as well as sexism. They distort our cultural norms away from experience, empathy, and wisdom, and in favor of their opposites. I thought that was pretty penetrating.
That's right, though. Yeah, the ageism is a big thing, especially in our industry, right? In the entertainment industry.
Yeah, right, exactly.
We've got a news guy down here in Tampa that looks like, I swear to God, he looks like he's 12 years old.
On TV, not on the radio.
Yeah, and I look at him, and every time I look at him, I think of a 12-year-old kid sitting there on TV.
Mm-hmm.
He just has a guy that's that looks like a 16-year-old guy.
Really?
Yeah. Well. It's you look at it going, I mean, how far, I mean, I think you lose credibility.
Mm-hmm.
The audience.
Yeah. The most productive entrepreneur in the history of entrepreneurialism, who would that be? Who would you nominate? I would start with Walt Disney. If it were me.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? As a one-man band, as a cartoonist, and look at what he was able to do with that. He had the right skills to create. And think about somebody. He was more skilled than many of the people who have become zillionaires today. His whole family is. But because of him and his entrepreneurial spirit, he never gave up. And that's why the Walt Disney Company is as it is today. 28 after the hour on My Cool Inventions.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid hardwood for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get 3/4-inch real pre-finished maple for just $1.69. More deals from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Every business trip starts with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, this country wasn't built by folks waiting for opportunities to come to them. They went to their people and things got done. And if you're one of those business people, there's a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn for every type of business trip.
Should I stay or should I go?
You always have a choice. Book now at choicehotels.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Make on budget happen. Make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work. The rain saw a sheepdog chase its tail online.
Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My Cool Inventions radio program with John Cremins and Doug Steffen. Akos Jankura, who's here often, is selling his wares on HSN. That really is what this is all about.
Actually, notice, he's on his way to QVC Italy.
Oh, is he?
Today, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he's traveling over to Italia.
I thought he was selling his stuff. I thought you told me he was selling his stuff across the street.
Not today.
Well, he could take it.
No, that must have been Zach.
Yeah, oh, there you go. His job is now.
Yeah. He's on the monkey in the cage.
Yeah, there it is. All right, in a moment we're going to meet Robert. Is it Campos? It looks like Robert Campos.
Yes. Robert Campos.
Who has a putter to describe for us. See if you like that. This is the week of golf inventions on the My Cool Inventions radio program. We are trying to help you from the beginning to as far as we can get you so that you sort of are off on your own. Although sometimes, one of the things in the Shark Tank last night, there was one fellow who had an invention. He did very well with it, kind of right out of the bottle. Right out of the box. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was the grass. The dog. This is a company that grows grass that you can put in your house for the dog to pee on if you live in a city and you don't have to take him outside. It doesn't smell. It's real grass. It lasts for a couple of weeks. You throw it away and you put in a new one. It costs about $25, $29, something like that. That was a pretty good invention. Pretty good idea.
Really?
Yeah. You don't think that's it's
like
a good idea?
Well, I don't know. 50. Just take your dog outside.
Well, but in New York, how do you, in the cold weather?
Where do they go? Yeah.
This was something, I think that it ended up being Mark Cuban who partnered with a guy. He partnered with one of the women who was the real estate person, and Cuban, I think, partnered together in order to make this work. And they had some great ideas. But imagine New York City real estate agent, what you could do with that kind of thing. I'm sure that's what he was thinking.
Yeah, I would doubt it. I guess you're right. I mean, I don't know. It's grass. It's a product. By the time you ship it, by the time you ship it, it could be dead.
No, I ship it fast.
It's not in Florida, man. Anything you put in the mail, it goes into these planes and it stays out on the hot tarmac for a couple hours.
Well, somehow they must have figured out how to address that because it was something that this guy like overnight sold $1 million worth of product. They loved that.
I'm gonna check that. I gotta check that out. Did it have a name?
I'm just trying to remember.
Was it like Grass Buddy or something or
something along that line? Yeah. Grass, I don't remember the Grass Buddy, but something close to that. And so this
puppy pee patch.
No, that wasn't it. But but that's a good one too. That'd be a good name. He had it all. He has it licensed. It was, he's patented it. That's the big thing. You go on a show like that, you come on our show, you better make sure you're protected, because if you're not, somebody's going to steal the idea. If it's any good,
how do you patent grass?
Well, you patent how it's done, where it's grown, all of this. I mean, all of the pieces of the pie that go with marketing it. Yeah. And he held up his certificate for the cameras. I thought that was interesting. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so speaking of cool and grass and all that other stuff, in order to use the putter, you've got to have good grass, so maybe we sell the two things together. Well, it's our time to give Robert Campos his time on My Cool Inventions.
Well, being a golfer, and I'm sure your dad was a good golfer, right?
Yeah, great golfer.
My problem is, especially here in Florida, in the early morning when you get out to the golf course, and you go out to the links, and it's just dewy. I mean, there's just moisture everywhere. And the last thing you want to be doing is dropping your putter or dropping your club on the ground, especially a putter when you're trying to, whatever you're doing around the green, because there's all the chemicals and they use and it's awful stuff. So our inventor came up with what he's calling the Putter Buddy. And it's a golf club holder to a little different style, a different look. I first looked at it and I saw, you know what? I like it. I mean, I'm not going to put a horse in the game yet because I want everybody to vote on this. But there are some things I like about this that I'll tell you a little bit later after we hear from our inventor. So let's welcome Robert Campos to the show. Robert, good morning, and thanks for listening to My Cool Inventions.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thanks for being with us today. So, I've had the chance. I mean, I've gone to our website because I have the pictures up on mycoolinventions.com. Tell us a little bit about the Putter Buddy and what makes it different as a club holder.
Well, the Putter Buddy has a golf club accessory, a lap loop to hook your golf towel. Also, when you're not on green regulation, because everyone's always taking their golf towel with them. To clean their golf balls and stuff, but it's just a handy invention. It fits right in your bag, easy to carry, great for driving range use. You can lean 5 clubs against it, so it's, you don't have to bend over anymore, no more wet grips, no clubs left behind, no more slow play.
Now, you're absolutely right, especially some of these golf courses where you can't drive the cart across the grass, maybe there, or you're doing some, have some problems with the grass or whatever, so you have to carry like 3 or 4 clubs with you, and you're on the left side of the fairway farthest away from the golf cart. That's a pain.
Yeah, correct, exactly. And like you said, some courses use reclaimed treated sewer water, so it's great for the course, but bad for your hands and grips.
Yeah. So, Robert, my question to you is, I want a little bit more about you, though. I've got an idea. I can see this. And as you're listening, if you can go to our website, mycoolinventions.com, and hit the vote button, you'll see the images there. What's your experience with golf? I mean, are you a golfer?
I am an avid golfer. I started about 15 years ago, and I kept leaving my wedge behind, and $450 later I said, there has got to be something out there that prevents me from leaving my wedge behind, my clubs, I looked around, didn't find anything, would serve its purpose though for what I wanted it, So I, kind of dabbled in the garage and stuff and came up with the Putter Buddy.
Were you the originator of the first prototype?
Yes, I did make my first prototype. It was about 9 years ago. And, I made it, and I was making it out of stainless steel, and out of my garage. And then somebody said, oh, that's cool, I like it. So I made one for them, and then all of a sudden another person wanted one. So all of a sudden I just said, why don't we just put this on eBay, pay for my golf habit.
So that's what I did. So my question to you, did it?
It started taking off. It started selling. Then my girlfriend, Kimberly Bergen, she actually told me, this is great. Why don't you make it in colors? I was like, okay, you know. So, we went and got a loan and started mass producing these and trying to make it in colors, and it's taking off.
Are you making it here in the U.S.?
Unfortunately, I do not.
Maybe I would imagine. All right, so that very. I like your vision. I want to hear your pitch, though. I want everybody to get a chance to hear what how you would sell this thing in less than a minute, right? So basically, for those that are listening to us right now, you can go to our website at mycoolinventions.com. You can hit the vote tab and vote there, or you can pull aside the road. Don't do it while you're on the road, but you can take your smartphone out and you can text to the number 22333. Text 22333. That's the number you're going to text to, and to put thumbs up or thumbs down, one word, in your text, and we'll let that voting go on until noon today, and we'll see how Robert fares against some of the other inventors that we've had on. So, Robert, if you're ready,
yes.
Let's do this.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Hi, my name is Robert Campos. Did you know that 4.5 million golf clubs are lost every year? 75% of those never make it to their owners. That's about $400 million in clubs. Sounds like a problem. Did you also know some courses use reclaimed treated sewer water to water their courses? Yeah, great for the course, bad for your grips, bad for your hands. Don't eat that hot dog without washing. Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm here to tell you about Putter Buddy, the golf club accessory I invented to hold up your clubs when you're not on the green and on carpet days only. Don't worry about wet grips. Don't leave your clubs behind. Don't be that guy saying, has anyone seen my wedge? Putter Buddy, the buddy you can lean on. Comes in seven different colors with a microfiber golf towel to match. We also donate to certain causes for every Putter Buddy sold. You can purchase the Putter Buddy at putterbuddy.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please vote for me on mycoolinventions.com.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Wow. All right, David. I think the studio audience has to clap with this one.
All right, round of applause.
Studio audience, there we go, and then that's enough.
Okay.
What do you think, Doug?
Well, I think that the business about what attracts people's attention to things like this is how descriptive you are. Using words that are descriptive brings people into the rest of the message. And to talk about sewer water being used to water the fairways and the greens and stuff, how many times have you laid down on the grass to see where your ball is going to go? You get your eye, right? I mean, you're
yep.
Get your
well,
line
I know
of
the
sight.
Chemicals.
Yeah,
the chemicals.
Right. Chemicals I mean, are in there as well. Oh, man.
Especially on the greens. And down here in Florida, it's so bad, Doug, that, I literally go and wash my hands after every nine. I mean, so at the turn, I wash them because I can smell it on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm going to grab a hot dog at a turn, I'm going to, because I always do that. So, it's always something I do on the turn. But when I grab a hot dog and you can smell that that chemical on you, I mean, then you're getting it because you're laying your clubs down in it all day long.
Yep, right.
So I thought, as far as an invention goes, really, honestly, I saw this immediately. I mean, as soon as I saw it and I looked at it, I thought, that's it. That truly is the perfect solution. And I thought he did, Robert, you had a good pitch. I like the fact you closed it. You did a call to action, which we love several times. You told us how we can get it, where to look for it. You didn't even ask for the vote. So you were closing the whole time that you were that you were doing it, and I thought that was very good. One of the best pitches of the week, wouldn't you say, Doug?
Yeah, I think it is the best. Thank absolutely you. The best pitch of the week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So Robert, thank you very much. Thanks for being on the show today. And remember, tell your friends to go to the website and vote. They can vote till noon today on mycoolinventions.com. You can click on the vote button. You can click there, or you can actually just text to the number 22333 on your smartphone. You can give it a big thumbs up or a thumbs down. So there you go. I mean, mean, Doug, this
awesome.
Guy, you
thanks
know.
Lot, guys.
Yeah,
you're
thanks,
welcome.
Thanks, yeah. Robert. So this guy, you know, came up with a good pitch.
Yep.
And timed it out perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Wish our job could be that simple all the time.
I know, but knowing there are a lot of good products. Man, I am amazed, frankly, at some of the quality of not just the pitches, but the product themselves. Some of the things that lady who had the, what is it, the Flibble or what was that? I keep going back to that because I thought that was a great product. The thing that.
The Flipple.
Yeah.
I mean,
because that's recent, I was talking earlier with you about the thing for your back, how sometimes you're surprised because the simplicity of these things would lead you to believe that somebody else would have figured it out. That would always be my concern. Oh, man, I'm worried because I'm fill in the blank. Well, I'm worried because somebody else might steal the idea. Or, is it too good to be true? That sort of thing. But it is. I mean, sometimes the simplest ideas are the best ones to run with, and so that's why don't ever, it's like questions. The dumb questions are only the ones that don't get asked. So if you've got an idea, you need to bring it to My Cool Inventions or to Dream Big America, get it vetted, and see if we can't go somewhere to help you out. At least to get to first base. 13 before the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and on last number 3030.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Banjo.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid hardwood for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get 3/4-inch real pre-finished maple for just $1.69. More deals from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, 53 half the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time with Greg Steffen, who's the technical editor at Men's Health Magazine. I'm just looking. I've never met you. I've never seen a picture of you until just now. And when I'm looking at that picture, I think Frankie Valli. You could be Frankie Valli.
Wow.
Nobody ever tell you that before?
I think. Thank you.
Somebody has. No. It's not bad. It's good. Frankie,
I have to ask Frankie Valli now or then?
Frankie Valli then.
Ah, no. Well, thank you.
Yeah, no, I think there's a strong resemblance. Check out the picture of Greg at DougSteffen.com in the contributors section. All right, and he contributes every day with a focus on mostly the technology, the technical side of technology. But there's a practical side to technology, as we will learn in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen. Make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now it's Staples. Get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store at Staples.com for details.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine, the technology editor, focusing on age and how that's a factor in getting a job in the technical sector. You cite an article in Fortune magazine talking about the using the term digital native and how that's used by human resources people as a way to get people either in or out of focus. I was talking earlier, Greg, about my age and what people my age would do if they needed to go get a job in technology. Would we be taken seriously by the folks that run Google, for example?
Well, I think it depends on the job, but if it's a... Well, first of all, if you just... I'm on a website called Indeed.com. It's a job website.
Yeah.
And I did a search for the term digital native, and there's a ton of jobs that come up with some very big and some very small companies.
I never heard the term before today.
Really?
What does it mean?
So a digital native, if you break it down into two pieces, digital and native, first of all, if you're a native of a place, you can't fake that, and you can really only be of one place or another. In this case, we're talking about timing. You were either born of the digital age, so it's all you ever knew, or if you're like you and I, we grew up in a non-digital age, and we've learned what we've learned since then, but that also means we had to unlearn the world before it was a digital world. And to an HR person or someone who's looking to hire a technical person, they may prefer a digital native because they don't have to unlearn anything and are probably better in adapting.
There's absolutely, listening to this from you, a built-in prejudice against people who are old because the assumption is they would not be digitally native.
And that is the point of this article. And a lot of companies that have been using that term digital native they're unlearning to use that phrase because they're realizing it could open them to age discrimination.
Yeah.
It used to be a lot more blatant. Companies used to advertise for new grad. Now, obviously, a new grad is someone of a certain age unless you went back to school. You know, that is a very small percentage of people.
So this is the way employers mask age bias, according to the article in Fortune magazine. What are some of the companies that are using this term, and they're age offensive.
Yeah, so I'm on Indeed.com, and I see ads for, let me scroll back down there, Reputation.com, Oracle. These are very big companies. In the article, they cite companies like Zipcar, Panasonic, InStyle Magazine.
So they're all looking for digital natives, in essence. All right, well, a word to the wise is they say something to learn about the way we speak. Greg Stebbin here on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.